This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My brothers and sisters in Islam, I want to share with you today a dua that النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم would conclude his prayer with. So this is a dua that is to be said right at the end of the salat, just before a person says Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And this dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say, Allahumma ighfir li ma qaddamtu wa ma akhart wa ma asrartu wa ma a'lant wa ma asraft wa ma anta a'lamu bihi minni anta al-muqaddimu wa anta al-muakhir la ilaha illa ant. Such a beautiful dua that is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. We say, Allahumma ighfir li ma qaddamtu wa ma akhart. Oh Allah, forgive me for all the past sins. Ma qaddamtu, all the past sins that you had done from when you were accountable for your sins until this very day. Wa ma akhart, and every sin that I will do in the future, forgive those for me when I fall into those sins and I commit them. Allahu Akbar. So you've covered your past and you've covered your future in just the first few words of this dua. Allahumma ighfir li ma qaddamtu wa ma akhart wa ma asrartu wa ma a'lant, and forgive the sins that I asrart, that I did in private, wa ma a'lant, and also forgive the sins that I had done in public, wa ma asraft, and also forgive all my transgression and my rebellion, meaning the sins that you had done towards others and the hurt and the harm that you had done towards others. You are also, in addition to rectifying your problems with people and returning their rights, in addition to that, you need to seek Allah Azza wa Jal's forgiveness from that as well. وَمَا أَنْتَ أَعْلَمُ بِهِ مِنِّي, and you ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive you of the sins that He knows more than you. Yani sins that you had forgotten about. Allahu Akbar. There are sins that we forgot about that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And so you're asking, oh Allah, remove everything from my bad record, all of them. أَنْتَ الْمُقَدِّمْ وَأَنْتَ الْمُؤَخِّرْ. You are al-muqaddim, you're the one who sets forward. Wa anta al-muakhir, you're the one who sets back. You see, from the names of Allah is al-muqaddim wal-muakhir. Al-muqaddim, meaning Allah Azza wa Jal, He sets forward whoever He wants. Meaning He honors whoever He wants. And He gives ability to anyone He wants for them to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-muqaddim is the one who allows you to draw nearer and nearer to Him and closer to Him by remembering Him and doing the good deeds. Anta al-muqaddim wa anta al-muakhir. Al-muakhir is the one who sets back. Allah Azza wa Jal, if He wants to humiliate someone, He will humiliate them. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who will turn people away from His worship. Everything happens by His permission. Then the end of the dua, La ilaha illa ant. It ends with at-tawheed. There is no Lord worthy of worship except you. Al-Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he mentions something about the excellence of this dua. He says something beautiful about this dua, and that is that this dua concluded with words of tawheed. La ilaha illa anta at the end. And these are words of tawheed. And he said, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, this is so that the prayer could end with the best of things. You know, because usually at dua, we begin with the praise of Allah and then we make our dua. But this dua, he's an exception. It begins with the dua, asking Allah for forgiveness, and it concludes with at-tawheed, la ilaha illa ant. Why? So that our salat, the last thing we say before we exit the salat is tawheed, which is la ilaha illa ant, Allahu Akbar. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he added something beautiful explaining this dua. He said that this dua, pretty much the first two words of it is the same as the rest of the dua. When you ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive you for ma qaddamt, your previous sins, and your future sins ma akhart, then this is also the same as asking Allah to forgive you for your public sins and your private sins and the sins that you don't know and the transgression that you have done. So why does there seem to be repetition in this dua? Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, this is humility. This is the servant's humility to Allah Azza wa Jal, that he asks Allah the same thing with many words over and over again. And this is considered repetition in a dua that Allah Azza wa Jal loves. Allah loves from the servant to repeat his dua, repeat it over and over again with different words, covering different aspects. And this is the beauty of this dua. Memorize it. By Allah, it is worth memorizing. Memorize it and then implement it in your salawat. Give it 5 minutes a day. Repeat it 5 minutes a day. And then revise it in your prayers. And then commit to it for the rest of your life. It'll create a huge change in your life, bi-ithnillah. Perhaps you come on the day of judgment, all your sins have been forgiven because you memorized this dua and you said it in a salat while knowing what it means. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive all our sins. Innahu waliyu dhalika wal qadiru alayh. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.